and survive.
Good afternoon. It is 1:37 p.m. on Wednesday, April 25, 2018. This is an informal hearing process. I am Randy Christman, Chairman of the North Dakota Public Service Commission. With me are Commissioner Brian Krashus and Julie Fedorchak. So we have a quorum here. This is a case involving Meadowlark Wind 1 LLC. The case number is PU-11-69. And besides the three commissioners, Jerry Leon is here from our Public Utilities Division, as well as Steve Call at the Electronic Controls. Just so we don't talk over one another and to make things go more quickly, I'm aware of Dan Moeller from Capital Power, Bill Erickson from Blattner Energy, and Joe Griffiths from Capital Power on the line. Did I get all that correct, and is there anyone else?
That is correct.
Okay, this is an informal hearing, so it will involve only undisputed facts. If there are disputed facts, we'll wrap up and issue notice of hearing. And we had a previous informal, and I will admit I let that get into some subject matter that was beyond what the company's asking for here, but it seemed associated and interesting, and we pursued it a lot, and in light of the fact that that happened, I want the company to be able to respond to everything that was said. However, I just, for everybody involved, want to reemphasize the question, as I understand it, that the company seeks a change in the siting certificate to add the sentence, however, with respect to access roads, a company may remove less than 12 inches of topsoil or less than topsoil to the depth of cultivation, provided that any topsoil that is removed is segregated from the topsoil. And so that is really the one thing that ultimately needs to be decided here. But like I said, we did stray before, and so we certainly want the company to be able to respond. Brian or Julie, do you have anything to add before we turn it to the company?
I do not.
I do not.
And so lastly, our coal reclamation director provided some comments. And Jerry, did I understand you that those were sent out yesterday to the company?
Yes. Yes, they were agreed to in the last informal that he would kind of go through and summarize what we discussed there. But as I look at this, it might go beyond that a little bit.
And this is a document, guys, that is two full pages and then a little bit into a third page. Have you received that?
Yes, we have, and we have reviewed it.
Okay, so I'm just going to turn it over to you then and fire away.
Okay, thank you. We have no new information to add today. Just did want to make a comment on the document from Dean Moose and provide a summary of our position, if that's okay.
Sure.
All right. Okay, so just comments with respect to Dean Moose's document. What we're doing in the wind industry is we're really mining the wind, and our turbines are what we use to mine the wind, if you wish. And the roads that lead to the turbines are really just how we access the mine, if you wish. So the parallel that we're thinking in terms of for mining, if you're talking about coal mining, for example, is really the roads that access the coal mine are really what we think we should be compared to. And we're quite interested in knowing what is used for coal mining. So that's just a comment on the document from Dean. In terms of our position, we believe it's in the best interest of the environment that we minimize our disturbance when we're doing construction and in our ongoing operations. For roads, we feel the wind industry standard practice of removing the topsoil depth required, about 4 inches, to make the road level with farmers' fields, to make it easier to farm is a good way to minimize our disturbance. This topsoil is kept separate from subsoil if the topsoil is less than 4 inches, and we're requesting the ability to follow this same standard of the wind industry practice on the New Frontier project. That's all that we have in terms of our summary, and we're looking forward to the decision that you folks arrive at.
Okay, and I don't have the maybe most sensitive ear. Is this Dan that has been speaking?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that for the record.
His title is what?
Dan is the project manager for New Frontier, part of Capital Power. Did I get that correct, Dan?
That's correct.
Okay. Bill or Joe, did you have anything else to add?
This is Bill Erickson with Blatter. I have nothing to add.
This is Joe Griffith with Capital Power. Only thing I would add is that our goal is to build safe and efficient road access to the turbines, and we will abide by the commission's decision. So we appreciate your effort in assisting us with this request.
Okay, commissioners, do you have any questions?
Well, I guess, Dan, you really didn't get into if you have any contradictory evidence that would counter some of the rationale that Dean Mose laid out for mixing of the stabilizer into the soil, the topsoil, and the fact that North Dakota soils are already high. We don't need additional calcium, and so we are already high in that. And so adding that stabilizer, and I forget the term of what it's called, what's in it, isn't really a benefit to the soil here. Do you intend to provide any information on those issues later, or is your position just that that's what the standard operating practice is and has been, and that's what you want it to continue to be?
Okay, so what I'm hearing in there is a question around whether, in fact, it's beneficial to the soil. We don't disagree. We don't believe that it's necessarily beneficial to the soil, in given the type of soil that you folks have. However, we don't believe that it is going to cause a problem with the soil either, which is more of the point that we were trying to raise, especially considering that the roads would be in operation for 45 years and there would be rain and everything else going through the soil, which we believe would reduce the amount of cement concentration or cement powder concentration in the soil. But our intent is not to add additional evidence. We are looking for a decision quickly. Okay. We do need to get on with construction. That's what's in front of us right now on the project.
Okay. Thank you.
Commissioner Gracias?
I don't really have a lot to add, just similar to Julie's comments, looking for something that would be compelling enough to deviate from provision number 15 of the order. And that's what I was keeping an open ear to.
Jerry, anything else to add?
No, I guess I would ask, is this using the cement substrate methodology, is this the same thing you're using in other states? Is there been any states that...
Well, specifically for Capital Power, we last used it in the project that I was last involved in Kansas, and there were no issues there. Exactly the same technique. And in terms of Blattner, Bill, if you want to talk to what you've done.
I've used it as recent as last year in both Oklahoma and in Texas with the same 5% and 6% concentrations of cement additive for soil stabilization. So it is an accepted within the wind industry and in road construction in general as an accepted method of stabilizing soil.
If I were to ask the question or just pose the thought and just to get your response, that these roads are going in now or have just gone in the past several years, it's a currently accepted practice, but would it also be true that we don't know in 40, 45 years if they're reclaimed at that point in time that it was indeed successful?
I think maybe the appropriate answer on that one is that the wind industry hasn't been around for hundreds of years, if you wish, and we haven't, to best of our knowledge, because we were talking about this earlier, Bill and I, is to best of our knowledge, we haven't heard of any roads that have actually been reclaimed, because right. Normally what happens in the wind industry is that there's a repowering of the turbines. So they're replaced with more modern turbines and the wind farm continues. That has been the normal practice over the last, 15, maybe even 20 years. Do you agree, Bill?
Yes, we're actually actively repowering several projects in both New Mexico and Texas. So the life of those roads, that network is being extended out there, and it's the same with other industries as well, with railroad and in some cases the oil industry. When these roads are put in place, it's like the county and state roads. You know, they're there, considering that they're somewhat permanent because the ability to continue to utilize them for their initial purpose and then maintenance throughout the life cycle of it. And with wind industry and the repowering efforts, the lifespan of these generation plants, these wind farms out there, will likely be extended two and three generations out there is something that is very, very likely, considering the technology that's being developed.
Right. And I would agree with that. And that's what, for myself personally, what makes it a little more challenging, or actually does make it challenging, in that the removal up to a depth of 12 inches, stockpiling, we know from experience works, and it works very well from a soil productivity standpoint. It's really difficult to compare this approach, even if it's a normal way of doing business or installing roads for wind. We still don't know when these roads eventually, whether it's 40, 45 years, whether it's 80 years from now. And just reading the comments from Dean that on the, two plus, a little more than two sheets of his analysis and feedback, I was also trying to find something that showed that it was not just that it wasn't harmful, but is it beneficial? And it doesn't appear that there's a benefit. So how would you respond to that? Would that be accurate, that your position is that it's neither beneficial nor harmful?
Yeah, we're simply trying to indicate that we don't believe we're harming the soil. The purpose of the cement powder is beneficial to the road itself, not necessarily to the production capability of the soil. It's there to, if you wish, provide a stronger foundation for the gravel to go on, to allow us to use less gravel and be less invasive in terms of building the road.
Right.
Right. Yeah, for me, it just goes back to where are we going to be when that day comes that it is reclaimed.
So barring getting approval to operate this way, to remove less than the 12 inches of topsoil, how do you intend to construct, or how would you intend to construct the roads?
So we would follow the way that the order is written, which would be if there's 12 inches of topsoil there, we would remove the full 12 inches of topsoil.
And then use this mixture?
Then we would use the mixture, correct. Well, that's actually questionable. In some places, if we had to go that deep and we were going to put in 12 inches of gravel, there may not be any benefit to putting in the cement mixture, because if you wish, 12 inches of gravel would provide a pretty strong road by itself.
So you'll fill it up to keep the grade the same, so that with gravel, not
subsoil.
Or subsoil.
Yeah, I was wondering if you would fill it with subsoil from the turbine bases.
No, we would not have enough subsoil from the turbine bases to be able to do that.
Okay.
What basically the way that the foundations work is we use the subsoil and whatever is below it as a weight on top of the foundation to increase the bearing weight of the foundation. So the foundation itself isn't that thick in terms of what it looks like. So it's below ground, and then topsoil goes on top of it. And by the time you have compaction, there isn't much left.
Okay. So you would remove the topsoil.
Correct.
And then you would fill it, whatever amount there was, 8 inches, 12 inches, up with gravel, most likely.
Yep.
And what if in cases where there's... maybe there's only 4 inches of topsoil.
In the case of the 4 inches, we would have to use the cement powder to allow us to have the strength in the road.
Or you could remove more subsoil, I suppose. Would use the you can use this in partial stretches. You don't have to use it throughout the same. You can just use it as filler in certain places. This cement stabilized subgrade.
Yeah, I'll defer to. I'm sure we can't change it every foot, but Bill, did you want to weigh in on
that? Yeah, depending upon how much topsoil would be there, when it became cost effective to continue with soil stabilization, let's say 4 to 6 inches, at some point in time, we would certainly look to utilize cement wherever it was we could. When it became cost prohibitive on the aggregate side, we'll change it. Obviously, we know that the maximum depth that we would remove it to would be 12 inches. We would take certain sections if there's only 4 and that was 1,000 feet or 2 or 3,000 feet, and it made sense to just do the whole thing with soil stabilization, and we have all of the topsoil removed. We would do it in stretches, but once we got into where we were, the cut, if you will, the depth that we got to was so great that we could just carry it with aggregate, we would do that versus having a subsurface treatment and an aggregate cap. It would just be more cost effective at that point to just go with the full thickness of aggregate to stabilize the roads.
Sure.
And the one thing with not stabilizing the roads is that you are incorporating aggregate onto compacted soil but not stabilized soil. So you would have that level right there where you'd be introducing more fines and such into it there, which in the soil stabilized method there, you actually have less disturbance and less, you're introducing less fines into the road section as well. So there is some benefit to utilizing the soil stabilization by not having as many fines that is part of the aggregate be incorporated into the cross section of the road.
Okay.
Is this what you're asking, Julie, on the original order, that this putting down concrete, the mixture would be considered a part of the backfilling?
Well, I'm not sure if I follow you, but what I was wondering is if they can't do the 4 inches with, and then 4 inches throughout of topsoil and then use a stabilized subgrade, they have to take all the topsoil. What are they going to use? Are they going to use the stabilized subgrade and then continue on with their road, or are they going to, and they just said that mostly they're going to use aggregate to fill it up to the original level?
Yes, that is accurate. The cross-section of gravel in those areas that were 4, 6, 8 inches that had to be removed, we would still stabilize and then put a cap of aggregate, and that cap of aggregate would increase to ensure that we had that level, if you will, with the natural state of the terrain. So that is accurate, that there will be, with having to remove more topsoil, we will be introducing a thicker cross-section of aggregate when we do use the soil stabilization. When it became cost prohibitive to do both, and we could get the same stabilization out just using aggregate, it would be just a full aggregate section.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not seeing any other questions, and you didn't introduce any written testimony, but informals are recorded, so for us to be able to reference as part of the record. So are there any objections to the evidence, which is the oral testimony today, that was produced becoming part of the official record?
No objection.
No objection.
No
question.
Jerry?
Yeah. Are you guys doing a collector substation as well?
So we are doing a substation as well, yes. We bring all the power there and then change the voltage to take it to McHenry.
So that would be a slab on that substation?
No, there's individual foundations for each of the pieces.
Okay. Okay, that was my question. Thank you.
Okay, so now I'm going to ask again, are there any objections to the evidence produced becoming part of the official record?
No.
No objection.
No objection.
Okay, thank you. The evidence will become part of the record upon which a decision will be made. I would expect a decision relatively quickly, as you have mentioned today and has been mentioned before. I know you're anxious for a decision, so I think we'll try and get something to you as quickly as possible. Are there any other matters for the record? Seeing or hearing none, this informal hearing is closed. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks much.
The comment period is still open. Oh.